Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week we're covering what I call parenting absolutes, some of the basic must-dos when it comes to raising children. And today I'm going to conclude with the fourth on my list, and that is developing your child's spiritual life. Unfortunately, this is probably the most neglected parenting absolute. Many parents assume that their children's spiritual life will develop on its own as they grow and mature. I've even heard some parents use the old expression, "You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink," just to condone their lack of concern in this important area. Suppose you lived in a village with two wells, a simple one with no visual appeal, but pure water, and another beautiful one with toys all around it, but contaminated water. Would you sit back and watch your kids drink contaminated water from the exciting well and say, "Well, you can show them the right well, but you can't make them drink from it"? I don't think so. You would watch over them every time they went for a drink, and if they headed towards the contaminated well, you would run out, grab them up, and say, "Oh, no, you're not," and take them to the pure water source. Well, your child's spiritual life is developed the very same way. It begins with mom and dad watching over them and keeping them from negative influences, leading them daily to the pure water source. And as they grow, they witness the deaths of those who continually drank from the contaminated well and become convinced that the allure is not worth the consequences of contamination. Spiritually undeveloped teenagers are sitting ducks for the enemy. You absolutely must actively develop your children's spiritual life. So be sure to apply this priceless parenting absolute and develop your child's spiritual life. And by the way, you can make a horse drink. You give them salt. Jesus himself said that you are the salt of the earth. And believe me, the first person you want to drink from the pure water source is your children. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.